It's 12 minutes to nine. Summertime, a Conservative Party in crisis over Europe, and a Prime Minister troubled by a certain Rees-Mogg. Not today, but 1993, when Eurosceptic rebels challenged the Maastricht Treaty and John Major faced a judicial review brought by Lord Rees-Mogg, father of Jacob Rees-Mogg, the MP for North East Somerset. John Major's papers from that summer are being made public at the National Archives today. Sancha Berg has had a preview.
Good evening. John Major has won his final gamble on the Maastricht Treaty with the government.
July the 23rd, 1993. Just a day before, the Conservative government had suffered a humiliating defeat as Eurosceptic rebels voted with the opposition on Europe. John Major took what some called the thermonuclear option. He combined ratification of the new treaty with a confidence vote in his own government.
When the votes were counted, the long-running Conservative Euro-rebellion had completely collapsed.
The ayes to the right, 339. The noes to the left, 299.
His papers covering that period are released today at the National Archives. Sir Roderick Lyne was Major's private secretary at the time.
He essentially put the rebels up against the wall, pointed the machine guns at them and said, you know, either you come with me or I press the trigger.
Looking through those papers, there was some suggestion maybe they should delay that vote till Monday, and he was absolutely determined to seize the moment.
Yes, he didn't want it hanging around over the weekend, which would have allowed more time for people to be got at or change their minds or conspire in some way or another.
Parliament must put this stalemate over Europe behind it. I am not prepared to let it poison the political atmosphere any longer. The boil must be lanced, and it must be lanced today.
The Maastricht Treaty promised greater European integration and to move to a single currency. When it came to social legislation, John Major had secured an opt-out for Britain, which Labour opposed. Hence the first vote and the opportunity for Conservative Eurosceptics. That wasn't their only challenge.
It is probably the most important constitutional case in 300 years, and I don't think that anybody can predict how the court will decide.
Lord Rees-Mogg, whose son Jacob is one of the most ardent supporters of Brexit and who also likes to invoke the long sweep of history. In mid-July, Lord Rees-Mogg sought judicial review of the treaty. On July the 30th, he lost. The files show Roderick Lyne wrote up the result for the Prime Minister.
It was basically a gnat bite, and what mattered was not Lord Rees-Mogg and his little manoeuvres, but what mattered was the vote in the House of Commons, which he had no say over.
Nonetheless, the papers show that John Major wrote, on your note to him, this merits a good gloat, so he was pleased.
Well, of course he was pleased, because Rees-Mogg had tried to do something clever in order to cause trouble for the government, and it had failed, so he'd got his comeuppance.
Today, once again, a Rees-Mogg troubles the Prime Minister and the Conservatives are divided over Europe. Sir Roderick Lyne, no fan of Brexit himself, believes it's very different because, he says, in 1993 there was broad support for the government policy.
The Prime Minister, who's shown extraordinary personal resilience throughout this long and draining process, is faced with rebels on both sides of her party. And this is all about the future of this country. It is about the amount of damage that is going to be done to this country by our departure from the European Union. So the stakes are even higher, but the government is in a much weaker situation and it has a much weaker cabinet trying to deal with this.